This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. 40% of 16 and 17-year-olds in Denver have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Stephen Federico with Denver Health says he's optimistic that high school experiences this fall will look a lot like normal.
This is completely predicated on how quickly our community gets adolescents vaccinated and the families of our adolescent population vaccinated.
Health experts say teenagers no longer need to quarantine 10 days after getting their second dose. Federal health officials are expected to approve the vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds early next week. A season-ending injury suffered by a Denver Broncos player has sparked a labor dispute within the National Football League. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Broncos right tackle Juwan James tore his Achilles tendon while training Tuesday. But even though James says he was doing a workout recommended by the team's coaches to prepare for the upcoming season, the NFL classified it as a non-football injury. That's because James was working out at a non-NFL facility. The classification allows the Broncos to withhold the $10 million salary James was guaranteed, though the team hasn't said whether it will actually do that. The players' union claims the league is using James as a scare tactic to try and control players' lives year-round. James signed with the Broncos in 2019. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
And we'll see cooler weather for much of the state today. Highs near 70 for Denver and Boulder. Thunderstorms possible later. This is CPR.